El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
Okay, everyone. Yeah. Today is day 39 of the quarantine. So my question to you all, what's been your favorite drink during this whole quarantine so far? Frank.
Oh, shit. My local bodega, he made a little drink because around the way they close all the bars and they close the grocery stores and you can't get liquor. So he started doing this Mama Juana like on the side. Mm. So in the back of the bodega, you buy this little Mama Juana. So I've been hitting that up, you know.
All right.
Everybody's up in there right now on the low, you know what I mean?
Mm. Okay. Rachel.
That's pretty good. Along those lines, I gotta say, I'm keeping my bodega owner very happy by buying all the Presidente that he has in the refrigerator. However, tonight, a drink was supplied to us, compliments of our guests and them, and this is a treat, and it's delicious. It's like, I don't know, how do you describe this? A nutcracker? It has a lot of alcohol. That's all I know.
Mm. Guys, I'm gonna jump in real quick. I've been a barista since this whole time now, so my Bago Cappuccino that has cinnamon infused into the coffee beans.
Wow.
So I've been making some amazing cappuccinos. Jamie, wrap this up.
Bagocino.
I got my Di Serrano with ginger ale, which a lot of people think is not a manly drink, but you know what? It makes me feel good, and that's all that matters.
The Latinos Out Loud Podcast.
Yeah.
How you like them apples?
Word.
Ooh. How you like them podcast apples? Hi, everyone.
How do you like them podcast apples?
Yeah, I don't know. Have you ever had one? Don't knock until you tried it. They're like gala apple.
I've never gone podcast. Podcast apple picking, but maybe I might have to do that once.
It's the newest thing. Wait till this fall. You're gonna be mad.
Oh, shit, Jamie.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is what you think it is because you tuned in to the Latinos Out Loud podcast. Hi, it's your friend to the motherfucking end. Hi, Rachel La Loca here.
What's up? This is Michael live from the Boggle Bunker.
What's up? This is Jay Ferns from the Ferns Fortress.
What up? This is Frank Nibs from the Heights. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down up here.
Cell block 9643434.
There you go.
Won't let me out. Well, hi guys, via Zoom. You look great. Jamie's on the Simpsons background. Looks good.
Yeah.
Virtual backgrounds.
Virtual backgrounds can get annoying because not everybody just wants to do it. But and a lot of people just be like, I don't want people to see that my apartment right now. It's a mess.
Can you see the roaches in the back of my crib?
Yo, you got roaches, bro?
That's yo, really during smart.
During the corona?
But like what happens if like a chia walks by? You know what I mean? You know, it could get dangerous.
Is there a raid shortage in the supermarket?
Speaking of living rooms, Jamie, did you guys get off on the whole NFL draft? That was like the first sporting event in 6 weeks.
It was weird.
Watching for my Giants are my football team, so I was waiting for them to pick and disappoint me like they usually do. And they picked, you know, the pick. I didn't like it at first because I thought there were a couple other players better in that position. But the more I read up on it, I'm cool with the pick. But at the time, I was like, this is why maybe it's a good thing that sports hasn't been around because all my teams, all they do is disappoint me. Mm. And I haven't been disappointed in the last 3 or 4 months. So.
That's a good point. But did you notice how like certain families had different quarantine rules? Like there was a family I saw that was like 50 people in that house. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Yo, they got their ticket, man, to fame. You know, they're going to get paid, man. You know, they got to be up in there.
But I just found like no rules. That's like anti-quarantine right there. I understand that the person that got drafted is going to be a millionaire in a few months, but still, it's like crazy.
That's their meal ticket, man. They got to get it on. They got to get in there while it's still hot. I like how two of the draftees have problems with their girlfriends. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah. Yo, you saw that? Jamie, did you see that? Did you see how? So the Dallas Cowboys drafted a wide receiver, and while the camera was on, I guess his girlfriend takes one of the phones and, like, without even, like, right away, he just snatched the phone back.
Oh, I did see that.
I was like, damn, yo.
And did you see the one with the mom? She threw the this guy's, one of the player's girlfriends was, like, hugging him while the camera was on him on live TV. And the mother just picked her up and threw her out of the shot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the guy didn't even do anything. Like, he knew. He was like, I'm not gonna fight my mom on this shit. He let it happen. He didn't even, like, say anything.
They were saying that day two of the draft was mad rehearsed because they saw what happened the night before. So it wasn't as, like, authentic. But the first night was, like, crazy. Yo. But it was good to have sports back. You know, they're saying that the NBA is probably going to return mid-June. So it's going to be good to have sports back.
Now, if any of these sports, before Rachel falls asleep on the sports talk.
Wait, but, what? Huh? Where am I?
Like, if any of these sports start coming back, probably they're going to start off with no crowd, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if players are going to appreciate more the fans more. Because the fans make a sporting experience what it is, right? Because other than that, they're just playing in an empty gym or an empty field. So if they decide to do it with no crowd, I'm thinking that the players are going to appreciate fans more instead of just,
true.
Saying
but,
that
they're but wrestling did, right? Wrestling had a couple of events. They had, like, no crowds. They were performing without it. It was weird, but they were doing
weird.
It.
Yeah, it looked like, I don't watch wrestling, but, I used to watch wrestling, so, like, I know, like, wrestling is all about the crowd, like, yelling shit out, like, holy shit, you know, like, when something goes crazy, like, that's what you want in a wrestling thing. Not, you don't want to actually hear, like, you know, the wrestlers farting through their little, like, underwear and shit.
Well, speaking of not having a live audience, you guys, I wanted to bring something up because I had a fantastic Zoom call with the ladies of Hilarious.
Ooh.
Not everyone, but what we're calling the Hilarious Bones, like the crew that's doing all the administrative stuff and doing the pre-production for our what will be a live show in the months to come. But we were approached by the People's Improv Theater to put together a virtual sketch show. And nice. I really thought that SNL at home worked well for what it was. I thought the first time was great. The second time, the quality was improved tenfold. So I'm just wondering what your guys, as sketch comedians in the field, what do you think of that? Do we need a live audience? Is there a room for a live element given the times? We're also thinking of pre-recording the majority of the show, but I would love to inject some sort of live element. Like, we talk about this week after week through this quarantine edition of LOL, but I really miss performing live. So much so that it's like a daily thought. Will I be able to go back? Will I be able to be the kind of performer that I was pre-COVID-19? And then when the Pit reached out to me and asked me, they were like, look, the Hilarious Show is one of the shows that we're the most proud to have here at the theater. So we want you guys to do something through either Facebook, their Facebook page, or we're not sure like where it's going to live yet. But I want to know your guys' thoughts.
Ooh, good question. Jamie, you're the head writer. What do you think?
I think SNL showing that you can, and not just SNL, I think everybody is finding very creative ways to entertain on Zoom or any of these services. And I think it's not always going to turn out, you know, I think that's the fun of it. You don't really know what to expect. So if I see that Hilarious is doing a Zoom comedy show, I think one of the exciting things about that is that I don't know what to expect, you know, because they're going to have to find new ways to do things that, you know, that they normally do on stage. So I think that's what this Zoom provides, or whatever kind of, you know, service you're using. I think the unknown, there's more of an unknown, you know they're going to do sketches, but you don't know how they're going to do it, how they're going to find a way to kind of incorporate it into, the medium we have now. So I think there's really no rules then, if you want to do it live, do it live. If you want to do a pre-tape, you want to do a mix of both. I think that this shows that there's no rules. And really, comedy, when there's no rules in comedy in general, that's usually when the funniest stuff comes out,
I love that. I want to hear from you too, Bago. I want to just jump in and say that we already had our preliminary writers meeting on Zoom, and I can't tell you how much fucking content is coming out of this quarantine life. I'm sure men, y'all have y'all thing. I'm sure there are things going on in your brains, how much is going on in there, but I guess there's stuff going on that I wouldn't understand. I'm just kidding, you guys. I love you. But like, women are also like, we really united, especially the single women on the Zoom call, myself excluded, but like, there were people on there talking about dating that I'm just like, is Dang. That what we're doing now? I want to hear from the ladies out there who listen to LOL. Holler at us at We Are Latinos Out Loud on Instagram. You know the deal. What is going on out there on the quarantine dating scene?
Mm. Mm. All right, guys. Let's go to a little commercial break, huh? Well, look, we're in a time right now where it's uncharted territory. And I think people are hungry for comedy. And people are going to be very innovative. But at the same time, it's a lot of trial and error. So what would look like a live Zoom show, comedy show week one will not look the same in week five, like SNL. SNL, you could tell they worked more green screen. They kind of pre-programmed their minds how to write. They saw some of the stuff. So I think when it comes down to it, it's a lot of trial and error. And, it's just about taking risks. But I think at the end of the day, if it's a hybrid of live and pre-recorded stuff, I don't see why not.
So are you guys going to tune in? Frank, what do you think?
I'm going to take it straight. I think you can never replace the live element. You guys know more than me. I haven't been on stage too much, but, that rush that you guys get from being on stage, you can never replicate that. But I think also this is forcing people to think out the box, like Mike was saying about production and acting in front of a camera and the green screen and the back, all that element. A lot of people are becoming very creative with this situation right now when it comes to the arts.
And shout out to all the content creators right now too, not just the sketch comedians, but everybody really is becoming innovative. And it's probably a combination of the creative juices on overdrive with the stir craziness of the situation. But man, our circle of friends, they're really being creative. It's so much fun to watch on social media. Yeah. So shout out to everybody doing something just to release the funny or whatever craft you're in.
Word.
Yo,
shout out to you guys on the Somos thing. I saw you guys were, I think, what, Univision or something?
Oh, snap, Frank. Oh, snap.
Yeah, I saw it going around yesterday. It was going around. It was making the circles. What was that? What were you guys
doing? I'm so glad you brought that up because we need to discuss. Let's just discuss, Jamie. Could you tell everyone what he's talking about?
We were asked by Somos, which is the organization where we did the 6 series, which had El Profeta de la Salud.
Woohoo!
Wow.
And so basically they're all about, health life, talking about health lifestyle, right? They're a health lifestyle brand. How would you describe them, Rachel?
Yeah, they're a non-for-profit in the medical field. Their core is connecting in-culture doctors with the Latinos that need them so that they can target the ailments that plague our people before they're at the emergency level. So they're using comedy as a conduit. And yo, this El Profeta de la Salud that Jamie wrote, created, and acts as is going to be a fucking hit. Watch. Yo, I hit Jamie on the side. I'm like, are you ready to be the next Walter Mercado? Because this may just slip into that domain if you.
Yo, Jamie, you got the cure to Corona? I think you may get it soon, bro.
Wow.
El Profeta.
I mean, look, I mean, we actually, you know, we ended up doing that, the coronavirus safety video, like right before things got really bad, right?
Wow.
So we got it like right at the end, and we were proud of it. We were proud that we ended up doing that video because it was a way to kind of get the message out early on about washing your hands and about wearing masks. But the thing that they had us do for this weekend was cool. We got to, you know, send some messages out about how laughter is the best medicine in this, you know, during these tough times. And we did it all in Spanish. So, you know, I had to load up the old Google Translate.
Wow.
Well, speaking of the Somo series, we have Zoom Crasher this week. And our first guest was actually part of the Somo series. Put your hands together to Jerry Diaz, a.k.a. El Modifoca.
Yo.
That's short.
Yo. Dímelo, loco.
Dímelo.
Who is that? You in the studio? You recording? What are you doing? Recording some tracks?
I'm dropping some hot tracks.
Yo, my dude.
Yo, my tatanazo.
What up?
You got a professional camera? What was going on, bro?
Listen, I ain't playing around, bro. We quarantined. I had to bring a studio to me. You know what I'm saying?
You like a rapper now, my dude.
I got a quarantine album coming out in September. Just wait.
Jerry, you know, like Alex Sensation's Dominican cousin over here. I'm seeing.
Non-sensational. What's up, guys?
Chilling.
Seeing you guys.
What's going on? Fellow podcaster, Jerry Diaz.
Jamie, you look like you're really in the tropics, bro.
Yeah. I'm super pale. Yet I'm still super pale, but I have a beach background.
That's accurate, because when Jamie goes to the beach, he literally does not tan. He can't tan. He's allergic to the sun.
I gotta use like SPF 500 or something. But,
dang.
You know, I could get a little bit of sun. Anyway, Jerry's here. And Jerry, we were just talking about the Univision. We were featured on Univision. And
oh, yes.
You were in there. You said some really inspirational stuff.
Yeah, it was nice. It was, I got, like, everybody was calling me from my family, you know, because this is something that they all could watch because it was in Spanish. So they were like, oh, you really do this stuff. That's great. it was nice. It was one of those things where, you know, first of all, it was great to be asked to do something like that and to be able to do it in your native language and then have it go on and have it be a message for everybody. It was pretty cool.
And just to let people know exactly what we're talking about is that Somos, because they're such a good partner, had asked us to record some messaging to embed in a new show that they have on Sundays at 11 a.m. here in New York on Univision. And it's called Juntos Somos Fuertes. And Room 28 was featured because of the content that we created with them via the 6 series. And it was really funny because the Spanish language thing threw everybody off. You know, like my tías were able to see it and they were like, ay, you know, yeah, three de verdad, just like you, Jerry. I'm like, we're on NBC national television, people. This is like local Univision, okay? This is the tri-state area, and shout out to Univision NY for hooking it up.
Yeah.
Like, wow, guys, now it's official to you because we've been on Univision. Gracias. Gracias, mi familia. Gracias por su apoyo.
I was surprised that Jay, I was like, Jamie did it in Spanish too. Wow, that was pretty good. That's pretty good, James.
Yeah, Mike had jokes. He said that I had like 25 takes or something before I got it right. Hey, I had it written down. You think I'm doing that from the top of my head? I had it written down. I can read Spanish fine.
Jamie, you have that Spanish. You got that official Spanish, man.
Well, I don't have the lisp. I wasn't like, hola. Yo soy el profesor de la salud.
You're supposed to sound like you're on Casa de Papel. That's how you're supposed to sound.
I sound better with the using the accent, the profeta accent. You know, I'm like, ríete conmigo, okay. But then when I go to my regular accent, it'd be like, amor es importante donde tú vive.
So Jerry, what's good, yo? What are you up to? What's this quarantine life like for you?
I'm an essential worker, so I'm still out there. I'm still
shout
working.
Out to you. Shout yeah. out to you.
Thank you. That's the closest thing that I get to an audience every day. People clapping for me at 7 when I get out. Yeah, I bask in it. Other than that, yeah, just, well, you know, playing teacher to my kid. And podcasting, trying to create where I can and how I can, because it's just a weird, you have to be aware that not everybody's in the same position. You know, some of us are bored, but some of us are mourning. Some of us are, there's a lot of, not to bring down the conversation, but it's just like a lot of little different levels to this. So sometimes you're like, let me see if I find a little niche, a little corner, you know, like you guys pretty much how you guys are providing an escape for everybody. Just by listening to this, like you try to find your niche as far as like, hey, if you guys have time and you're not, you know, you need some stuff to keep you busy, here we are, you know? So that's pretty much what we try to create.
Who you calling a niche?
Son of a niche. Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because everybody has a different POV going through this. I think LOL Zoom Crashers is so interesting because we've been checking in with other creatives to see how they're working through it. But you're an essential worker, juggling a lot, being a dad, also being creative. So out of everything you're doing, what's been like the most therapeutic for you, or what's been your therapy through everything?
Well, definitely the podcasting gives you an outlet to express yourself as an artist, to express yourself, to be somewhat creative, to find an outlet. So that's been the most, you know, but then also like, you know, going out there and I don't know, making sure like I'm part of like what's keeping things going, you know? So that's also strange in a way, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I want a month vacation once everybody else goes back to work, because that's how I feel. Because like everybody's just chilling and I'm like, you know, but they have changed their schedule around. So I am less at work and I'm spending more hours at work, you know? Like instead of 5 days, it's 3 days. So I am at home. So I am kind of going through the quarantine stuff. And thank God I have to go to work, because we would probably be killing each other in this apartment. I live with three women. So,
woo! Jerry, how's your protective gear going? Like, do you have a really, you know, heavy duty mask? Do you have like gloves?
Yeah.
Are you wearing a bulletproof vest? Like, what are you using? What are you using to protect yourself out there?
Well, I bought me like, it looks like Bane. I have like a whole, I have like a ski mask with the knobs on it, that kind of thing. I have one.
Oh God, you're one of those?
Well, I mean, it was there. And I and
I've been seeing these fools in the store like, yo, what's up? Pass me the What is that?
Crazy thing, I had bought it because, you know, when I bought my bike, I like bought like all these accessories, and then it was like, oh, it was like against like for pollution. And I ended up having to use it for this now, you know, which is weird.
You ride bike to work, Jerry?
Yeah. So either to or from, because they provide a certain amount of money. My job provides a certain amount of money for me to get to work by cab, so I don't have to hop on the train.
Oh.
Which is why, because I'm on the same time as everybody else. So 7 o'clock, like those trains are packed. They're crowded. So I either I ride my bike or I take a cab. They pay for one way and I ride back the other.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to ride with us and stay on LOL Zoom Crashers? Because we got somebody else that's knocking on that door.
Right? All day. Let's see. I'm here. I'm here for this. I've been missing you guys.
Right next to LOL Zoom Crasher. Reveal yourself through the windows of this program.
Oh, snap. El Domo in the house. Miguel Perdomo.
Oh, Miguel.
Supermodel Miguel Perdomo.
Dímelo, supermodel.
Two super, I didn't know you was going to invite two supermodels to the show.
Oh. Yo, but while they got Bago on here, they're molester.
Yo, what up, bro? How you doing?
I'm good, my brother. You?
I'm good. Listen, I just wanted to make an exclusive announcement because quarantine has been kind of hectic and all. And I just want to let people know, as you can tell in the background here, me and your mom's been dating for a minute.
Oh, this dude.
He didn't even wait. He didn't even wait for you. He ain't even wait.
Shut the podcast game down.
Your mom's has been, yo, she's been treating me good, bro. I dumped Sophie for her, bro.
Yo, what is this?
You like that shit?
He left.
Yo, you made him leave the room. Oh, there he is.
No, I'm right here. Nah.
What's this picture, man?
Look at that, yo. Me and your mom's.
Oh my God.
Oh,
you got that
no.
off though, man. I like that.
What's yo, up? You got me that, and your mom's you right here.
God. Oh.
Wow.
Dude, wow. That's mad intimate right there, yo, bro. Look
right
at that.
Now, if,
yo, you got to post that on your Instagram.
If you're just
yo.
Listening, Bagos is showing.
You got that off, my brother. That's a good one. But I've been there with Antonia a long time ago.
Oh! Well, I got a message from my mom, Antonia, right here, if you want to listen to her. Hold on one second.
That's right.
Yo, not only did he print out the pictures, but he printed them in, like, sepia tone, I believe.
Yo, you see the picture you got with my mom?
Look at my mom's. My mom's got a message for you, Miguel. Hold on one second.
Mira, Miguel, this is the last time, okay, that I'm going to ask you. But can you please stop sending me those photos to Pipi? I don't know what it is. I put my glasses on to see. And I go like,
see. My mom's got to wear glasses to see your dick pic, bro. What's up with that? Look at that.
Yo, bro.
So it's been good, bro. It's been good. Listen, let me give you some advice. Let me give you some advice, Miguel, because I've been sunning you for years. Next time you want to make it a surprise, you're going to go as a Zoom crasher, don't put it on Rachel's Instagram Live. That's public.
Oh, so
you know, I mean, that's you're true. Like trying to get in the Zoom crasher.
Mike, man, you, Miguel's
a
guest.
Secret. I tried.
I have to break into this because Miguel's a guest and you're disrespecting him big time right now.
Nah, he did good. I like that. That's my style.
That's why I love you. That's Newark style, bro. That's right? Patterson style.
That's yo, don't let no Patterson dude tell you that. That's not good.
Nah.
That's
hey, not trust good. Me. Yo, my brother, I'm gonna start a GoFundMe for your mustache. Got the less of the molester.
The funny thing about it is I'm doing this volunteer for people that need low-hanging fruit jokes. So it's you're getting into that. So but let's not talk about this. Let's talk about you. How you been, bro? What's up, man? How's everything?
Good, man. I got a good mustache, unlike you, but everything, you know, everything's good.
It's nice. It's like salt and pepper. I like the spice rack that you got going on there.
Thanks. That's the stress.
Yo, you cut it, man. It was longer.
Yeah, I had to, bro. It was too much, man. Antonia didn't like it.
Oh, I got another Antonia video. Let me know. I got like 4 or 5 of them, bro. I told my mom to come in, yo. But I'll put them on Instagram and I'll tag
them. I don't want to see Miguel's Antonia videos, though.
Miguelina, she sent me what she found in your mother's iPad.
Oh, shit. How do you know my mom got an iPad? Damn,
come
bro.
On, man. I bought it for her, bro.
No, we did, bro. We did a susu when we got
with
it.
With your child support money that I was supposed to give you.
Yay.
Oh, so what's man. Up, team? What's going on? How everybody
what's
doing?
What's up with you, yo? What are you doing during this quarantine? How are you thriving, Miguel Perdomo?
I'm actually, it's funny. One of my homegirls has hit me up. She just built a studio in her house. And she's like, yo, let's start doing, you know, shoots from here. And I'm like, if I was single, I would do it. But I got my son, so I can't be taking chances. But in the meantime, I bought an iPad Pro, so I've been on my graphic design. So I've been on that a lot. I'm getting better, actually, so it's good.
That's dope. I thought you were going to say you put down like a red carpet and you were just walking the runway back and forth up and
down
just to make it feel like.
You imagine? Know. In Patterson, the cases are like 4,000 right now.
Wow.
Damn.
Because people don't want to stay home. It's crazy, bro. Yeah, so it's like, it is what it is. I ain't even trying to go outside.
How does it feel being these multiple roles right now? The dad, are you homeschooling? Like, what's your day like?
I'm doing that. It's funny, my girl, she worked from home, so she worked for the Department of Health in New York. So, you know, her phone and emails is just, like, off the hook all day. I don't even see her till now. It's at 8 o'clock.
Wow. So information right away. You don't even need FOMO to tell you. You get the download right there. That's what's up.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, even though Cuomo is telling you what his point of view, but it's bigger than what he, you know, what he's saying, according to them. So,
that's what it is.
Oh, he in the Simpsons house. I like that.
He got his PowerPoints, though. You know what I'm saying?
They all got PowerPoints, man. Everybody do. I don't believe nobody. It is what it is.
Are you being healthy on the side, like on your own? Because a lot of people are taking pills and drinking like ginger juices and all that.
Yeah, well, I've been doing that for years, so that's nothing new. What I've been doing is drinking a lot of elderberry vitamins. Like the elderberry gummies. That's the best one for you because it's like knocks out everything. That's kind of like a Z-Pack, but in the gummy. Ah. Yeah, man.
I got the other kind of gummy. The other kind of gummy is my Z-Pack. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that too.
Jerry know about that.
What y'all doing besides this amazing podcast to stay safe?
I'm here in the same boat as you, playing teacher, mom, and all of that. You know, housewife, maid, lavaplato, toto. It's tough out there right now. It is. Thank God for our friendship, you guys. Thank God for this podcast and what unites us. And all these jokes are such a good comic relief right now. You know, I hope I speak for the audience, but it's so good to feel like we're together. Although we're not, but it does feel like we're virtually together in spirit.
Yeah, like dissing each other's moms really makes you just like feel like everything's back to normal.
Yeah,
you
know, like warm and fuzzy. Yeah.
No,
guys.
Antonia, I just got her some nice lingerie from Amazon. Can't wait to see her.
Amazon lingerie? Oh, damn.
You already know, bro. The best.
Guys, a question for both of you. We like to ask this at the tail end of these Zoom crashings. What's the first thing you want to do after this is all over? After the quarantine's over? What's the first thing you want to do? The first place you want to go? Miguel, first up, tell us.
Move. I want to move out this country ASAP.
Like either Canada, DR. Out this country, Canada, or DR, or Puerto Rico.
Or Spain, no matter, Puerto Rico, wherever, it doesn't matter. Where? You know, I just read, too, that Puerto Rico, nobody got their stimulus check. That's crazy.
Damn.
Nobody in PR got a check.
I'm going to fucking Madagascar. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, I'd rather go there, too.
I love that movie.
So do I. That's why I want to go there.
It's dope. Nah, I want to go anywhere but here. In Canada, families, if you have kids, right? If you got two kids and you got a husband and wife, you get $8,000 a month. Now, if you're single, you get $4,000.
Wow.
If you got a kid, you get $5,500. If you're a single parent, you get
$5,500. Wow.
And America can't get their shit together.
Ooh.
Jerry. Crazy, man.
Jerry, what about you?
I think it's obviously travel. I want to like go to DR and see my family. Like,
can you go?
I mean, as soon as you can. as soon as you can. You know,
looks like your passport's been revoked.
No, I'm good. I recently out of the whole group, I'm the one that most recently got it because we just went to Canada. So I just got my passport. So my shit is
Jerry will ride his bike over there though.
He's real Dominican.
Yeah, he don't care.
Nigga was real Dominican over there.
But yeah, no, I want to go back. Like, you know, my folks are in DR. Like, you know, I want to see my family. Like, I want to hug them and shit. Like, I want to mom and dad. Like, my just like that human interaction shit, like, you know, that you took for granted before, that you were like, oh, you know, it's whatever. And now it's like, you can't even get it if you want it, you know?
Yeah, I know, that's true.
So let me ask you, you guys haven't like seen your parents and like close family? You guys just been, wow.
I've been home, bro. I FaceTime mom every day.
Everything.
I know, me too.
I FaceTime every day, make sure they're good, they don't need groceries and stuff like that. Like, I told her, if you need anything, just call me, I'll go get it.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, I just been going to work and back. Just work.
You're lucky you're even working, bro.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. Like, you know, that's the whole thing. Like, I do, there are times where like, damn, am I running a risk, you know, by going out there and stuff? But I'm also like, I'm also grateful that I still got a job to go to. Like,
yeah, but there's dudes though going to the male strip club to see you.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know the strip club was open.
In Atlanta. Yo, Atlanta probably.
I'm gonna take that shit as a compliment.
They call
right.
it Magic Modifoca.
Yes. Magic. It's true. I used to be called the Modifoca, now it's El Modifoca. I'm grateful that I'm still working. Like, that's, you know, people are losing their jobs here. Like, even if they were working like a couple weeks ago, people are like, the numbers still keep going up. So that's nuts. So I'm grateful for that.
Well, we're grateful for you guys, and I hope that you could stick around to do a quick que lo que segment. But thank you, Miguel Perdomo and Jerry El Modifoca Diaz, for being this week's LOL Cracker.
Bago, cut the mustache, baby. Cut the mustache.
It's time for the Fuchila sponsored Keloke segment. Have you gone there yet? I ask you this every week, but that's because I really need you to visit fuchilafresheners.com and use code LOL20 for a very special discount. Okay, so Jerry El Modifoca, director of Room 28. Keloke.
Yes. Yeah. Keloke. Yes, well, you can find me on all the socials at El Modifoca. Follow Room 28 Comedy. Also, my podcast, Men on Pause Podcast. And I'm starting another podcast. I've been recruited to start Latin Geek. So we're going to be talking about comic books and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exclusive.
Yeah, yeah. That's an issue. I brought that to my friends at LOL. I didn't even say that in my podcast. Wow. All right. So, so that's where you can find me. And remember, Men on Pause Podcast.
All right.
Check out that podcast.
Que lo que loco.
Que lo que. So, you can find me on all socials, The Real MP23. Same thing. I got a podcast coming out, I would say, in another month. I'm calling it Deeper Than Fashion.
Nice.
It's pretty much, me talking to all the guys, all the models that all these girls are in love with, like how they got their start and all that good stuff. So
I'll let you know when I'm available.
Magic motherfucker.
There you go.
For Uptown Collective, for the first time in 17 years, the month celebration of the Arts Uptown, that is the Uptown Arts Stroll, will be going virtual. So unlike the Puerto Rican Parade and Pride, we will have to leave the Uptown Arts Stroll in some form this year. But don't sleep. 2020 Art Uptown Arts Stroll will still be full of content, creativity, and community. So check out all the details on artstroll.com. For me, Juan Bago on all the platforms, check me out this Sunday. I will be a special judge on Jamie DJ Challenge again. This week is going to be with Anthony Palmini. Woo-hoo. And I'm excited to be the judge third week in a row.
And I will be commentating on the sidelines as I did in last week's battle.
Did you jump early? I didn't see you for the last 45 minutes. What happened?
Well, I didn't expect it to be a two-hour battle, but the second hour, I had to jump off. I had to, do stuff here, make sure my kids were fed.
So I'm going to be going up against Anthony Palmini. He wanted a piece of this. And he requested that it be brought down to 15 rounds. And so I'm cool with it. So I think this next one's going to be 15 rounds. Maybe we can get it in before IG Live throws us out. a 15 rounder. That's going to be Sunday, 5 p.m. on Jay Fern's Instagram, IG Live. Exciting. So that's my Instagram, Jay Fern's. Twitter, J_Ferns, and that's my que lo que.
All right.
Frank,
you got something to say, Frank?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Jose Salcedo, who met me over there at Chef Papi's, man. He was very, very kind. He took me around the place, man. He got us our food.
He got us all of us our food. Jose, you're the man.
He doesn't even deliver. He personally delivered the food to, I think it was Jamie and Rachel.
Came all the way down to the Upper East Side with that lateral delivery. I was like, this is beautiful right here.
Shout out to him. And I also want to give a shout out to this young lady, Zaylene Delingz on IG. She's a good friend of Miss Yaya. I've seen her before on IG.
Zaylene Perez.
Yeah, she was very kind, man. She treated me like family. Thank you to both of them. I felt at home over there. Thank you.
Shout out to their podcast. Her and Yaya have a podcast called Sister Sister.
Yes, that's what. Yep. She reminds me of Yaya. They're like sisters. They are sister sisters.
Well, and hence the name. Where the name came from, Frank.
The dun dun.
Thanks, Frank. Anything else, Frank?
That's it, guys. And I miss you guys. That's it, man.
Hey, Frank, very quickly before we wrap up this show, did you see what happened? They declassified some stuff that they saw UFOs. This is the military. This is the Pentagon.
Wow. Today
released stuff that look like UFOs, y'all.
So, yeah, guys, right now I'm a little bottled up because I haven't been able to say my fake news, so I have a lot inside of me. It's like I'm bottled up, so I can't wait. Bro. I feel like I'm backed up, but I'll make it.
I'm backed up.
And I also want to take another shout-out. Sorry, I forgot the first time, but CorrienteLatina.com. And also Tibby. Tibby has been an amazing, amazing, amazing dude for the podcast. Tibby, thank you for everything you have done for us.
Thank you, Tibby, so much. Thank you.
We love you, Tibby.
Yeah. Tibby, one love, my brother.
Yes. Okay, so for me, a big old what up to Hierro.com, the lifestyle and news platform for Latino men. This week, they have vegan chef Eddie Garza showing us how to make borracho beans and raise your quarantine meal game. So visit Hierro.com to check out the video. Please follow me at Rachel La Loca. There's a lot of IG lives going on at different times, sporadically. You never know what you're going to get. There was a weed tutorial on there the other day. We went through the calendar in a British accent one time. It's a lot of fun. So holler at me at Rachel La Loca. And shout out to everybody. We're really in this together, aren't we? So thank you for sticking to the Latinos Out Loud podcast. And I hope that we're bringing you some laughter through these difficult times. We love you guys so much. Thank you for the support. Please continue to stay with us. We got your backs. And on that note, we out!
Oye, mijo, ¿qué show es ese que están escuchando?
¡Tremenda vaina!
Hola amigos y bienvenidos a Tremenda Vaina, el show donde escuchas cuatro historias que desafían la realidad. De las cuatro, solamente una es mentira. ¿Cuál será? Nos puedes encontrar en tu plataforma favorita. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Suscríbete hoy. Y esto es Tremenda Vaina.
¡Tremenda Vaina!